This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1370, Guided Practice for IELTS Multiple Choice Questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's amazing episode, you'll learn the step-by-step strategy to make reading multiple choice questions easy. We'll teach you the strategy and then walk you through how to apply these steps to real exam questions. Do not miss today's episode.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hi, Aubrey. Are you excited to talk about reading strategies today for IELTS?
I am very excited to talk about Wes Anderson. Reading strategies are also very exciting. But guys, we are sharing with you some guided practice about my favorite film director. So I'm very excited about that.
Would you say that Wes Anderson is your favorite film director, for real, out of everyone? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. I've been watching a lot of Christopher Nolan movies lately with James, getting into that sort of dark indie side, which is pretty cool. But anyway, that's a discussion for another time. Today we're talking about multiple choice questions. Oh my gosh. These questions, it looks like they should be the easiest questions because it's like, oh, you guys have been taking tests your whole lives. You've been doing multiple choice questions your whole lives. But on IELTS, because of the time constraint, because of a lot of factors, sometimes these questions are the hardest.
Exactly. You make a good point. If you had all the time in the world to read the entire passage in detail and really think about, oh, okay, this would be pretty easy. You don't. You're very limited on the time, right? This isn't a comprehension exam. This is an exam about using strategies.
Exactly. So that's why today, guys, you are in for a treat. This is a really special, amazing episode because we are going to show you with real questions and a real passage exactly what you will see on IELTS as far as multiple choice reading questions. We're going to talk you through the strategy step by step so you know exactly what to do to find these answers on IELTS. So this is a really cool episode today.
Yes, guys, stay until the end to get the full picture of how these strategies work for you on test day so that you can practice using them. And shout out to Lillian Ebohon, who asked this question. She was asking for strategies for multiple choice questions on IELTS. We're excited to help you with this today.
Awesome. Awesome. And we did a pretty fantastic listening practice episode recently. Scroll up, guys, and find episode 1335, IELTS Part 1 Live Listening Practice. I love that we're doing a little bit more test practice on the show because it's so helpful. And really, you guys ask for it a lot because it is so helpful.
Yes, absolutely. And make sure you're following the podcast. If you missed that episode, you might be missing a lot of episodes. So hit follow wherever you listen.
All right. So first we'll talk through the highlights of the multiple choice strategy for reading. And then guys, we're going to give you examples to show you exactly how to apply the strategies on the test. So what are the tips for finding these answers?
Yes. First tip is to read the questions first and identify keywords in both the question and the answer choices. A lot of IELTS test takers, their first instinct is just to read the entire passage, or maybe just quickly read the questions, ignore the answers, and read the passage. This is very important that you follow this first step.
Exactly, exactly. And you can go one by one with these questions. You don't have to look at all the questions and do all the keywords because these questions are in order in the passage, right? So the answers for these questions are in order in the passage. So all you have to do, guys, is look at that first multiple choice question, underline the keywords in the question and the possible answer choices, and then go back to the passage and scan for those keywords, right? When you find the keyword, then you read in detail. You read that whole sentence containing the keyword and then compare that to the question and think, okay, does this have the answer? Look at the possible answer choices. Which answer choice matches this information exactly, okay? And then you just repeat those steps for each question moving forward.
Yes, and we are going to pattern this for you guys today. So we will follow these steps on this first question. Once we find the answer in the text, then we might not read the rest of the passage because you are likely going to skip entire chunks of reading passages because you know the answers are in order. So the second tip, go ahead, Jessica.
No, that's true. That's true. I was going to say that I think actually we will read the whole paragraph for you guys so you can see how challenging it is and why you need these strategies because there's so much information in a paragraph, right? In a whole passage. And it's hard to know where to find these little answers in this whole passage. And that's why the strategies are so important, guys.
Love that idea because now you'll see how much of the passage you could actually skip, right? So that's a great idea. All right, let's do it. What's our second tip here?
We went through all the tips.
All of them. We just didn't say 2, 3, 4, right? Second one was answers will be in order. Third, read in detail once you find the keywords. And then fourth, make sure all the keywords match the passage before you choose an answer.
There we go. When you arrive in your target country, how can you make sure that you get a solid start, meeting local people and performing well at work or at school? One way to do this is to make language learning a key part of your daily life. And the easy way to do that is with Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or as an app. If you know me, you know that I love music, movies, and culture. Watching some of my favorites, like anything by Mexican director Alejandro Iñárritu, is possible with Rosetta Stone. Their built-in true accent feature gives you immediate feedback on your pronunciation. And it's like having a personal trainer to help you understand accents, even when they speak quickly. I love how it fully immerses you in the language you want to learn, so you're ready when it comes to a native speed TV show or movie. Plus, with Rosetta Stone, you learn fast. It's an intuitive process. Pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, IELTS Energy listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today. All right, let's get into this. So the way we're going to do this, guys, is exactly how you'll do it on the exam. We will go question by question, right? So let's just get to it and you guys could see how this works. What is the first question and answer choices?
All right, the question is, what do Anderson's films always contain? And the answer choice is A, ensemble casts, B, themes of grief and loss, C, unique visual style, and D, dysfunctional families. So then you would identify keywords here.
That's awesome because as a Wes Anderson co-fan, I'm also a fan. This could all be true, right? These could all be true.
His films are full of all of these things. So if you guys have seen Wes,
I can't eliminate any of these answers yet, right? all right. So now we would underline the keywords or on computer, we would highlight the keywords. So in the question, I would highlight always contain. And in the possible answers, I would highlight ensemble casts. It's because it's short, right? Then grief and loss for B. And then C, visual style. And then in D, dysfunctional families, right? So those are the keywords. So this is what we're going to search for. We're going to read the passage and search for always contain. Those are the keywords that'll get us the answer. So Aubrey, can you read that first paragraph for us? Now, guys, listen for these keywords, always contain.
All right. Wesley Wales Anderson, born May 1st, 1969, is an American filmmaker. His films are known for eccentricity, his trademark visual and narrative styles, and frequent use of ensemble casts. They often contain themes of grief, loss of innocence, and dysfunctional families. Some critics cite Anderson as a modern-day example of an auteur. It's a hard word to say. Three of his films have appeared in BBC Culture's 2016 poll of the greatest films since 2000.
Nice. What a great example, guys. So you can see that those keywords from the question always contain, right? You can see those in a few different places. You can see contain or have, right? In a lot of different places. But what we're looking for is always contain. So we can pick that out here in this sentence. His films are known for eccentricity. His trademark, visual and narrative styles. So we see that word visual from the question. And then we see frequent use. Frequent isn't the same as always. So that cannot be the answer, right? Frequent use of ensemble casts. And then we see often contain. Also cannot be the answer because the question is, what do they always contain? So the only possibility here is trademark visual style. Because even if you don't know what trademark means, you eliminate the other ones because all of those other answer choices are like often and frequent, right? Which is not always. So they cannot be the answer.
This is such a great strategy when you're looking for keywords and you know always is vital here. Then you see everything that's sometimes frequent. All of that can be eliminated. So it makes this answer a pretty quick one to get correct.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Let's go through number two, guys. So here's the question. Which of Anderson's films uses stop motion animation? And the answer choices are A, Rushmore, B, Fantastic Mr. Fox, C, The Darjeeling Limited, D, The Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou. I love Life Aquatic.
I love all four of these films so much.
They're all good.
This is making me so happy. I hope you guys go and watch Wes Anderson films after this episode.
James and I just watched Rushmore a couple months ago.
So great. I love
it. So good. Anyway, so here's the keywords, guys. Now, this is a great unique circumstance here because we have to, you know, remember these strategies and when to be smart about applying them. The question, which of Anderson's films uses stop motion animation? Stop motion animation. Those are easy keywords because they're so unique. They'll be easy to find. And then the answer choices, these are film titles. You don't have to look at those yet. Those are going to be capitalized and not changed in the text because you can't change a title. So this is going to be an easy question. We're just looking for these keywords, stop motion animation. We're going to read that whole sentence to get the answer. So Aubrey, can you read paragraph two?
Yes. Anderson gained acclaim for his early films, Bottle Rocket and Rushmore. He often collaborated with brothers Luke Wilson and Owen Wilson during that time and founded his production company, American Empirical Pictures, which he runs. He received an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Screenplay for the 2001 film, The Royal Tannenbaums. His next films included The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, The Darjeeling Limited, and his first stop-motion film, Fantastic Mr. Fox, for which he received an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature nomination. In 2012, he earned his second Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay nomination for Moonrise Kingdom.
Okay, perfect. So remember, guys, we are looking for the keywords from the question, not the possible answers, right? So we see,
you see those all here, right? Don't let them distract you.
Exactly, exactly. So we said keywords, stop motion animation. We see those in that one sentence, right? First stop motion film, Fantastic Mr. Fox. And then in that same sentence, we see best animated feature. So all the keywords match, and that's the only possibility. So of course, the answer is Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is also an awesome movie. They're all awesome.
They're all so good.
A couple of his recent ones I didn't really like, but those are all awesome.
I love them all. I understand why people don't, but I love them all. So one thing to note, when I was creating these questions, one thing that might throw you off here, I feel like, is just like you were saying, Jessica, if you're looking for those movie titles, you see one and then you start reading closely, you might not even get to where they start saying stop motion, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have the keywords in the answer, then you read closely around those keywords.
Yeah.
And even then, you might see the film Darjeeling Limited right before stop motion film. So that's why it is important to read closely once you see the keywords.
The whole
and then
sentence.
You would have no problem finding this answer.
Exactly, exactly. All right, guys. So we're going to do something special with today's episode. We're going to put that third question and this passage on our blog. So go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is episode 1370. So look for this blog post, guys, and you could do another question, multiple choice question on this passage. You'll see all three questions and the passage in the blog. So this will give you a little extra reading practice, guys. So try out that third question using today's strategies. The biggest takeaway, guys, is that really all of these question types are unique and they all require strategies to find the answers quickly, to find the correct answers quickly. So today's episode is a great example of what a specific system does for you and how it makes it easier to find those correct answers and how important it is. So if you are looking for a system for the entire test that will help make it all easier, check out our online course, guys. Lifetime access, personalized feedback now for everyone. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. I'm so excited for you guys to come back to the blog and do this last question, because the answer is about something very important that just happened at the Academy Awards for Wes Anderson. I am very excited about it. So be sure not to miss that question.
That's so fun. Yes. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 1370. Do that reading practice. All right. Awesome. Thanks so much for planning this, Aubrey. This was such an awesome episode.
Yes, thanks, guys. Definitely send in your questions. Let us know if you want more of this practice from us. We love doing it. It's so helpful to have it be guided practice where we walk you through these strategies. Helps so much for test day.
That's what we do in the course. We know it helps. Yep. All right, guys. All right. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.